Barrhead. The next 2 weeks in Barrhead will see a number of Christmas-related events and opportunities for some holiday giving to local charitable initiatives. First, the town of Barrhead's Parks and Recreation Department are giving pet owners a chance to have a picture with Santa from 4 to 6:30 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, December 1st-2. Linda Procott, recreation coordinator with the town of Barrhead, said they will have a backdrop, decorations and props set up at the Charles Godberson Rotary Room and will shoot photos using the camera they normally utilize for YouTube videos. The price for a pet portrait is a donation of $10 to $25 to the nonprofit Barrhead Animal Rescue Society, BARS. Photos will be emailed to pet owners the week after the pictures are taken. Procott said they usually host a Skate with Santa event and take pictures of children with Santa, but they noticed a lot of organizations were doing similar types of fundraisers. We wanted to do something a little bit different and switch it up and do pet portraits instead, she added. Those interested in pet portraits with Santa can contact Parks and Recreation at 780-674-2532 or by emailing recreation@barrhead.ca. Toy Drive on Friday night, December 2nd, the Barrhead U18 Steelers are holding a collection night for the Santa's Toy Box program, which is operated by the Barrhead Family and Community Support Services, FCSS. Hockey fans are invited to bring donations of unwrapped gifts to the Barrhead Agrena lobby starting at 6 p.m. as reported last year by the Barrhead leader. The Steelers were able to donate a couple of large bags filled with gifts to Santa's Toy Box in 2021. Fans can also stick around and watch the Steelers take the ice at 8 p.m. against the Whitecourt Wolverines, who have been an excellent opponent for the Barrhead U18 team this year, noted Steelers manager Nate Wilson. It should make for a lively hockey game, he added. On Saturday, December 3rd, the FCSS Fill a Cruiser event will be held from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Red Apple Store, which is located at 4912 50th Avenue. As noted on the Better in Barrhead website, those wishing to help out Santa's Toy Box can purchase a toy or game, which will be stuffed inside the police cruiser parked in front of the Red Apple. Also, 10% of all sales will be donated to Santa's Toy Box. There will also be a 4-H group on hand providing some on-site entertainment, and the Spark Shack will adorn children with faux tattoos and glitter. Barrhead Fun Hockey will also be putting on some outdoor games, and there will be some in-store draws. Festival and Parade on Saturday, December 10th, Barrhead will be the site of the Hometown Holiday Festival from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Details are still being worked out regarding the festival, but there will be various activities held at locations around town, including the Barrhead Library and Main Street. The list of activities may include wagon rides, snowman building, an outdoor screening of classic Christmas movies, a charity hot dog barbecue, and hot chocolate stations. The Polar Parade in the downtown area will also take place at 5 p.m. The theme for this year's parade is Blast from the Past, and it will feature an appearance by Santa himself atop a float. There is still time to register a float in the Polar Parade, with the deadline falling on December 2nd. More information on how to register and general float guidelines can be found at www.betterinbarrhead.ca. The Barrhead Ag Society is also hosting its second annual Christmas Family Fundraiser on Sunday, December 11th at the Bablitz Exhibition Hall from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This event will feature pictures with Santa for $5, a variety of crafts and games for children, a raffle table, a spin to win event, and a 50-50 draw. Those wishing to attend are asked to pre-register at 780-674-2834. Kevin Berger, Town and Country Today, com.